And Brother Doug, on that seat right there, some markers. I failed to pick those up when I come up here.
Thanks, sir. This is my boy here.
Brother Doug's my friend. He's my friend. We've been, now how many years we've been friends, but long time, brother, and appreciate him. And the Lord, very intelligent friend. I keep people in high up, keep people in the middle, and I keep some people low down. And because I'm with the low down folks. But all right, Romans 7, let's look at verse 15 a minute. Paul says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Now, I'm going to put something up here on the board tonight. Said the red light. He said the red light had to be on. Is that on now? Am I on? Because that's the first time in my life I've been on, if I'm on. Yeah, turn it off. They liked it better the other way. Okay. Now, when I get out of the way, you'll be able to see this. Not that you'll want to, but... Oh, I'll explain it. It's not readable. All right, that's thought, act, habit, character, destiny. You say, what's that all about? The word habit means a tendency to act continually in a certain manner. Military people have habits. And I won't say they're all good, but they have habits. When I got out of the military in 1972, I was back in the old days where you had the foot locker and you still had a straight razor or a double-edged razor that you still opened, had to have that inspected. And the military buys hankies. There's a company, it's called Military Hanky Company. They make all hankies crooked. Because you cannot fold a military so that if they're all four corners are even. They make them that way so that the sergeant can throw your clothes down the stairs so you have to go pick them up. But when I got out of the military, I had some habits. And they were good habits, I think. The one thing that I still do today, I still fold my shirt in the back. And I still line my belt buckle up. And I still clean my razor. I still do things habits that I learned. Shine my shoes. A lot of things that I did. And those are good habits. Military people also pick up bad habits. Those are not for discussion at the moment. Some synonyms of the word habit are addiction, a matter of course, practice, routine, rule. Those are some things that we think about. Somebody said, you sow a thought, you reap an act. You sow an act, you reach a habit. You sow a habit, you reach character. You sow character, you reach a destiny. Everybody in this room will follow that chart. And that's why sometimes you see young people start out, you young people are particularly here tonight, you start out and you don't think that sassing mama is wrong. And what you'll do is you'll end up sassing a policeman someday and you'll get arrested. So what you do is you develop a bad habit when you're young, and that habit becomes a character and it builds destiny. It's where you're destined. I don't know how many times over the years, I'm sure Brother Tottingham, I'm sure Brother Howe, I'm sure Brother Murnock, I'm sure Pastor Springer here, Some of you others, I'm sure that you saw a young person, you said, boy, if somebody don't straighten them out, one of these days they're going to be in jail. And 9 times out of 10, you're right. Because we don't learn good habits. I have a neighbor, had a little boy, and I'm going to try to, man. This little boy, nice kid, but always interrupting. I mean, I'd be talking to his dad, hey, mister, hey, mister, hey, mister, hey, mister. And you got to stop and pay attention to the kid or he'll drive you nuts. Well, they got tired of the public school, so they put the boy in a charter school. And I was over there talking to his dad the other day, and the little boy said, excuse me, sir. And I said to myself, he's picked up a good habit that's been forced on him in the school he's going to learn how to address somebody. Now, that'll change that boy's life. See? And so I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about a habit. What about habits? And a destiny. You know what destiny is? That which is predestined to happen. You know what? Everybody in this room, if you, what happens to a man whose thoughts are wrong? His acts become. We watched a video tonight about, made me mad. But you start. Everybody in this room, you started here. I had a dad that you just didn't sass. One time I sassed my mom. It was the last time. He just told me the next time we'd be visiting the dentist. I know today I could probably turn him in now, but I mean, in those days, dad meant what he said. And so what I learned was I learned respect. People say you don't have to say yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, you do. It's respect. It's respect. And so what we've done in this couple last generations, 3 generations in America, we've taught our children nothing. So what's the destiny of America? American Idol. And what's that? Kids who don't have any idea where life's going and will end up drugging themselves to death before they're 40, drowning in a swimming pool or something because of destiny. So this is kind of, for you old folks tonight, you won't get this because it's way above your head, but the young kids will get it. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 16 in there. I have fun when I preach, so. Might as well enjoy it, right? Anyways, it makes the medicine go down easier. 1 Corinthians 16:15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and notice what he says, and they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They've got a bad habit. But in this case, it was a good habit. When they heard somebody was in need, you know what they did? They said, hey, let's take up an offering. Let's bring some groceries in. They got addicted to helping people. And good habits are very important. I look back at my child. My dad died. I was 18 years old when my dad had a heart attack, 42 years old, and he died. And for a lot of years, I missed my dad. But, you know, it come a long time, Brother Tottenham, when I suddenly realized I was my dad because I was what my dad brought me up to be. And that was a revelation to me to suddenly realize that I didn't really lose him. Yeah, he was gone here, but I had him here because of the way he raised me up. And so, you know, sometimes we have to learn that we are the product of what we make ourselves. I'm going to stick this up here, and we'll look at this in a minute if it don't slide down in the slots here. Yeah, maybe if I get it out this way a little way. I may have to. Can you read this, Brother Doug? Okay. Not till I get them all up there. Okay. He writes books, but he doesn't know how to read. But. Things done on a regular basis are called habits. For instance, I'll give you one. Eating. It's a habit. It really is. Have you ever found yourself going to the refrigerator and you didn't know why after you got there? Because why? It's a habit. You want something to eat, you don't think about it, you go open the refrigerator, like my kids always have. Refrigerator full of food. Mom, is there anything to eat? Okay. Dressing is a habit. Well, it's not becoming a habit in America, but it's a habit. We get up, we get dressed. And can I tell you, you usually put the same, not the same socks, but on the same foot every morning. You have a habit. I have a habit of the way I shave. I start on one side and go to the other side, always the same. I tried one morning to change it and miss some of my whiskers. We get in a habit of doing, we get in a habit of studying. If you get in a habit of studying, that's good. If you don't get in a habit of studying, you'll end up like me, and that's bad. You got to study. How about going to church? Here's a good habit. I start out, I always tell people, I said, I knew what church was. I used to watch it through the navel. I've been in church since before I was born. And I've just always gone to church. Going to church is such a habit, I don't even think about it. I get up, I go to work. Yeah, she just now got that? Oh, okay. Is she Scottish by anything? I think it's okay. Right. Okay. It's probably your daughter. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, brother. Apologize for that. You can keep the love offering. Look at Luke 4 a minute. He says, what love offering? I didn't know we took one. Anyways, the way he's preaching, I wouldn't call that love. But look at verse 16 here in Luke, just so you see. And he came to Nazareth. Who is he talking about? Jesus. And he came to Nazareth where he was brought up. And as what? As his custom was. You know, have you ever read the things in the life of Lord Jesus and never thought about the fact that you're reading the humanity? That was his custom. Why would God have to have a custom of going to church? But in his flesh, he was raised up. His custom was, this is what they did. So even our Lord had good habits. You understand that? It's important that we have good habits. What's wrong with America is we don't have good habits. And then I've got a limit here tonight, and I appreciate that because I need a limit. But Acts 17, and I don't mean that. Any preacher in here knows that when you go out to preach, it's a lot easier to preach long than it is to preach short, because now you've got 1,000 stories to tell that nobody else has heard. Acts 17, verse 12. verse 2, I'm sorry. And Paul, as his what? So what does that say? That says Paul had a habit of doing something. And, you know, I think that you ought to learn, you know, as you grow up, you ought to learn good habits. I tell people the reason why you're late for church is you have a bad habit. You just don't get up. In North Carolina, when my dad pastored North Carolina, I remember we had a family always 15 minutes late. So my dad said, well, we'll just start Sunday school 15 minutes later. Guess what? They were still 15 minutes late. Why? Because they had a habit of getting up just before you have to get ready and eat cereal, and you're hollering at the kids, get your hair combed in, get your dress on, what are you doing? She says, what are you looking at me for? Huh? I don't do that, Pastor. So Paul had a manner. In Acts 16, it says Paul had a manner of life. Acts 26, so we're not going to look at that. Habits. Look at Acts 17 a minute. Look at verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who came thither and went to the synagogue of the Jews. And they were more noble in Thessalonica, and though received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things. They had a habit of doing what? Searching the Scripture. And I think everybody in this room, whether you're little, whether you're older, I think you ought to have a habit of reading your Bible every day. I don't care if you read just one chapter, but read your Bible every day. Every day, I'm not bragging, but every day I read 10 chapters every day. Then I read one of the Proverbs to go along with today. Today's Proverbs 29 because it's the 29th. And I read 5 Psalms. So I get through Psalms and Proverbs every month. Psalms and Proverbs every month. 12 times a year I get through Psalms and Proverbs. And I'm not bragging, but I tell you, it's a habit now. I feel like a sinner if I don't get it done. But I don't think it's a bad habit. Now, I'm not telling you have to do that. But I'm telling you, you ought to have a habit that when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is you get your Bible. The first thing you do is begin to read. I mean, you may want to wash your face or, you know, comb your hair if you've got any, but just, you know, Doug. How about being thankful? You think that's a good habit? And I do want to thank the church. Hey, good food. I know you folks didn't fix it, but you paid for it. We appreciate that. I mean, it was just good being here. Good facilities here, Pastor. Appreciate it. Could you move it a little closer to Michigan? It's too far away. How about kindness and charity? Boy, if there's anything missing in America sometimes, and I want to be honest with you, sometimes I look out here and I see the world being a lot kinder and a lot more charitable sometimes than the church. And that bothers me. I mean, the one thing, one organization that ought to be that way is the church. And I'm not bawling anybody out. I'm just saying that's what it ought to be. Showing respect, praising God, being joyful. You could go on with all the things that are good habits to get into. You children, y'all learn to say thank you. That's just a habit. Y'all learn to that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, I learned that. That's some good habits. It'll bring respect from older people to you as children. Instead of, who's that little brat that just stepped on my foot? Now, there are some bad habits, and I'm going to preach this because I know that nobody in your church has any, but I'm going to preach it anyways because they know cheap people in other churches that have bad habits. So that's the way we're going to approach that. In my church, nobody has any bad habits, but I preach this anyways just so they know. But I will say this. Gentlemen, if you don't think you have any bad habits, ask your wife. I would say ask your friend, but they might tell you the truth. How about a bad habit of interrupting? I think that's a bad habit. It's okay to say sometimes, excuse me, please. But to say, excuse me, or just walk into a conversation to start one of your own. You know, I've had people like that. You think picking your nose is a good habit? It's not, whatever you do, so just don't do it, okay? Lying, stealing. You know, some people have lied so long. Hillary. They've lied so long they don't know when they're telling the truth. I mean, they wouldn't know the truth if they told it because they've lied so long. I've had a church members like that. Cheating, like in school, bad habit to get into. You know why? Because if you cheat there, you'll cheat here and you'll cheat there, and then you'll be in prison for your income tax evasion. And people don't realize it's the little things that you think that aren't so big. The little boxes spoil the mind. They get bigger and they get bigger. I've seen boys when I was the state prison chaplain. I've seen boys 18 years old who went to a Baptist Christian school sitting in the front row. So just because you go to a Christian school doesn't mean you won't go to jail if you have bad habits. Bad habits ruin character. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. I gave my wife the job of being sure she coached me when I had about 4 minutes left. So if you see my wife going, she's trying to tell me I got 4 minutes. Okay. I have to do that because if I don't, I'll lose track of what time I started. Okay, 15:33. It'd be a verse, actually. Everybody in this room, I know. You kids, you really ought to do this. You ought to go home and write this verse down and stick it up there in your room somewhere. Now, I tell you, get some wood glue and put it on the back of paper and stick it on the wall. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. But maybe Mom will give you a magnet or something that so because I know you're probably in a rubber room with steel wall behind it. But you really ought to get this verse and memorize this verse. Notice it says, "Be not deceived." Why? Why should you not be deceived? What's it say here? Are you there? Evil communications do what? So the more you hang around wrong kind of people, the more your good life gets narrowed and you begin to pick up bad habits. So that might be even church kids. Stay away from people who don't want to do what's right. Stay away from people who say, oh, come on, your mom will never know you did that. Your dad will never find out. Now that I'm a dad, I know why my dad knew what I was doing. I couldn't figure out why my dad could know what I was doing because he did the things I did, so he knew when I wasn't telling the truth. And that's why I said to my boys, yeah, I know, sure you were. Look over here at Proverbs 22. I've got some more verses, but we're not going to have time for them. I want to get to this little thing over here on the board because I see all the kids looking over there. wonder what that's all about. Proverbs 22, we're talking about bad habits. There are bad habits, and sometimes you have them, and you don't realize. 24, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Why? Look at verse 25. Why? Help me out, class. So, if you hang around the wrong kind of person, what does it do? It's a snare, it's a trap, and it'll mess up your soul. That's the spiritual part of you. So, you want to be sure that the kind of people you hang around are going to influence you the right way, not the wrong way. And listen, pay attention when mama says and when daddy says, I wish you wouldn't hang around with that child. They know a whole lot more than you think they do. I had David, my second boy. I had to count boys. I got five boys and two girls. And he called me one time. He's associate pastor at Brother Sal's church. And he called me one time. He says, Dad, thank you for telling me what you did. He says, it took me a while to realize why you didn't want me to hang around with. And he named the kid. And I said, David, I never disliked that boy, but I saw in that boy some things that would affect you wrong. He said, you're right, Dad. And that boy's no longer in church. He drinks, he smokes, he does drugs. He has been in jail for theft. He has been in jail for misappropriation of monies, you name it. And I saw in that boy always wanting to do something behind the woodshed, you know, always wanting to sneak off. And if my boy would have hung around him all the time, he might have been just like that. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Let's go over here and look at chapter 23 just real quick. And I don't want to read the whole thing, but verses 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, right down to the end of the chapter, talk about a man who has a problem with a bottle, right? And here's what he says. Look down here. Verse 35, they have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? And then what's he say? I will what? You know what he does? He wakes up and he goes, man, I ain't never doing that anymore. Man, I got a headache. I can't get over. Man, they beat me up and I'm never going back here. But what does he do? He seeks it again. Why? It's a bad habit. He can't help it. He's addicted. And you may think, oh, I can do that and it won't bother me. Let me tell you, there's a whole lot of things besides alcohol that are addicting. And right now, the pornography industry is living off of the addiction. Okay? A thought produces an act a habit, a character, and then destiny, what you're going to end up like. Now, what can we do about a bad habit? Well, sometimes we can do this. We say, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit doing those kind of things, and I'm just going to turn over a new leaf, and I'm going to be a better person. But you know what? If you look at that, what do you have left? A bit. See, you still got something there. Why? Because you're trying to do it on your own. See, I can't conquer my sin on my own. You can't conquer your sin on your own. You can't become a good person just because there's always something. So you say, well, I'm going to try a little harder, but what's there? There's still a bit. Thank you. Somebody can read. There's still a bit, you see. Well, you say, I'm going to do, yeah, but when you do that, what happens? You have it. There, see, it. It's still around. You understand that? It's still there. Because why? You're trying your dead level best to be a good person. But without God's help, it is always there. Well, I'm going to tell you where the problem's at, okay? The problem is there. Because you will realize that in the word sin, lie, and die, what's the middle letter? So what's the problem, kids? Yourself. You're the problem. But I didn't do it. He hit me first. But Daddy, he stole it. I didn't steal it. See, the problem is me. The problem is you. The problem isn't somebody else. I've always told my kids when they would go somewhere, I'd say to my boys, I don't mind if you go, but I just want to ask you one question before you go. Are you man enough to say no? Because if you're not, you will end up just exactly like them. It'll be just as much your fault as it is theirs because you were there. Preacher friend of mine, his boy was hanging around some wrong boys at school. Those boys decided they were going to rob the store that one of the boys worked in. So they waited till school was over, Well, that boy had been off of school that day, the preacher's boy. He wasn't at school. They robbed the store. The police had a real good idea that it was an inside job. And so they waited till school was over that day, and the preacher boys came with them. He got in the car with them and went down. They were going to buy some car parts. They got down to the car park. The police pulled in, arrested him, and him. He had no idea what was going on, but he was associated with them, and he got 1 year's probation for being with those boys who robbed that thing. See, thought, an act, a habit, a character, destiny. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You say, I didn't even know they did anything. And that's what he said. But it didn't matter to the judge. He was with them when they spent the money. He was with them when they did other things. He was with them the day before. So he was just as much a part of it, even if he wasn't there, as they were. But I'll tell you what. There is a solution to that one right there. You wonder what that solution is? That's the solution. The solution is Jesus Christ. The solution to your problem and my problem is to go to that cross and say, Lord, I'm tired of the life I'm living. I'm tired of the things I'm doing. I need you to help me. You can't, young people, you'll never be a good person on your own. You'll have a hard enough time with Jesus helping you, but you'll never, ever be the right kind of person. You'll never, ever develop the right kind of character, the right kind of habits, the right kind of acts, the right kind of thoughts, and the right destiny without Jesus Christ. I don't care what school you go to. I don't care what Bible college you go to. I don't care if you get in the United States Service Command and become a 10-star general. I don't care what you do. You say there isn't one. Well, you'd invent it. Without Jesus Christ, we can. Didn't he say, without me, you can do? So that means I can't even end up with the right destiny without his help. That means I can't have the right character without his help. That means I can't even have the right habits without his help. That means I can't even act right without him. That means I can't have the right thoughts that would develop the right destiny in my life. Habits. Some people say, well, what you do when you're a kid, you know, everybody's a kid and everybody does bad things. You know what? That's just the world's excuse to go ahead and sin. That's all that is. Don't you listen to that world out there. They want to ruin you. Okay? They want to ruin you girls. They want to ruin you boys. They want to take all of the purity of your life and ruin it. And they don't care how they do it. And don't you think, I heard a man say that what most Americans are doing? Wait until their own reality show comes up because they think they're important enough to be on a reality show. Listen, young people, life is not about waiting till your chance to be big. Life is about letting Jesus Christ do something so that when you grow up, you can look back and say, boy, if it hadn't have been for the preaching of my pastor, if it hadn't have been for the Bible reading of my daddy and my mama, if it hadn't have been for Jesus Christ, I would never be where I'm at today. I would not be where I'm at today if I would have had bad parents. I tell you what, brother, we had a bus up in Lupton before bus ministries were a big thing. We had a little bus pick people up, and the bus garage was the punishment chamber. I'll give you one experience, and now I'm done. My brother and I, we lived in had a big old church, wooden old church, and it had those swinging doors. You know how you go through them doors and they open? And there's two aisles. One of them went down the front on this side, and one of them went down the other side, and it went right straight out the back door. Well, my brother and I were playing. I don't know what we were playing. We ran through the front door. We hit those swinging doors. Bang! And they swung back and forth, and we ran down the aisles of the church. This is the middle of the week. He ran across the pulpit and down that way trying to beat me. We come out the back door, and the jolly green giant was standing at the door. Well, when you were my age at 9, Dad looked like the Jolly Green Giant. And the Jolly Green Giant did one thing, Brother Tottenham. He just stood there at that door and he went like this. That meant through the door of the bus garage. As we were going through the door of the bus garage, what I heard was... and I knew what was coming off. The razor strap that he wore. And all he would say was, bend over. I can tell you the parts underneath the bus. That's how often I was in the bus garage. But you know what? I wished he were living today, brother, because I would run up and hug him and say, thank you, Dad, for all those whippings. Because that's what made this boy go right. See, my dad knew that the acts and the habits and the character and the destiny were going to be something that he would have to help build in me. And I'm sure he prayed for me. Okay? So I hope tonight, if nothing else, that what you learned from this lesson was, no matter what it is in your life, good or bad, it's Jesus Christ that can help you with it. Okay? He can help you with those bad habits. Some of you have them already. You're only 6 or 7 years old, but you already have a bad habit. You don't know how to be courteous. You see people, you run through the middle of them. You don't know how to wait your turn to be spoken to. You don't know how to tell your mama you love her for all the mama does for you. She washes your clothes, makes your bed, takes care of you. You don't know how to tell your daddy you love him, for he works hard so that you can have the things that you have. So you need to learn those things. Those are all good habits, because when you grow up, you won't be able to say thank you to somebody because you think it's owed to you. Nothing's owed to you no matter what they're telling you out in this world. Okay. Nothing's owed to you. Salvation isn't owed to you. It's a free gift God gives you because you ask for it. And I'd just like to ask tonight, if you just bow your head just 1 minute, and I'll not take long here, but just bow your heads a minute. And I would like to ask if there's anybody in this room, boy, girl, man, or woman, that would say, preacher, as far as I know, if I died tonight, I'd go straight to heaven. If you could just put your hand and say, I'd go straight to heaven. I don't have a question about that whatsoever. All right, be somebody here and say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I died, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? I can't save you, but I'd like to pray for you. Say, I'm not sure. If I died tonight, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? All right, somebody here and say, preacher, I believe I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. But yeah, there's some things that I need some prayer about in my life. I've not been the right kind of person. Would you pray for me? And I don't know what they are, so I'm not asking you to tell me. I just would like to pray for you when I close. All right, thank you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see those hands. All right. All right. Father, thank you for this opportunity we've had. I hope that we've been helpful to this church. We certainly wouldn't want to damage anything or do anything wrong. Thank you for Pastor Springer and, Lord, for his dedication here. Would you bless him and his church? And, Lord, these hands that were raised tonight, would you help these people with whatever the need is in their life? Would you please help them? And, Lord, if there should be somebody here tonight, and there probably is, who is not saved, might they think about what was said tonight? Maybe could ask mom or dad or a friend, what must I do to be saved? Because that's very important. Lord, thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.